Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Well Women Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Laura. Today, I actually have a very special episode. It's going to be a little bit different in terms of the format because I have a special guest on. So I will be adding that guest segment at the end here. I just wanted to start off this episode with just talking a little bit about normal periods, because today I am talking with Stevie from Apeel. This is a company based out of Boston, and they make basically period panties and panties for a lot of different reasons, and you will understand all of that. I have a great conversation with Stevie coming up. So first, let's just talk about what a normal period is so that you can understand what we're kind of looking for when we're looking for different issues or problems with our periods. So first of all, this is how you can understand if you have a heavy period, if you have an irregular period, because a lot of time we don't talk to everyone about our period and whatever we're experiencing or we've experienced for our entire life, maybe, is normal to us. So I'll just say that if you are on birth control or any sort of hormonal contraception, so that's the pill, the IUD, the patch, Depo Provera, the NuvaRing, those sorts of things, anything with hormones is not a real period. You are having a basically a hormone withdrawal bleed. And so I talk a little bit more about that in my birth control episode if you're interested in taking a listen. Today I just wanted to talk about just kind of going over what a normal period is. So when we're looking at our period and we're tracking our cycle, day one is the day you start bleeding, and then day one is the day you start bleeding again. So when we're looking at cycle length, we're really looking at the amount of time between when you start bleeding. So for a normal period, that's between 28 and 34 days. And so that's going to be day one, I start bleeding, and then I'm counting up the days until I start bleeding again, which is day one. When you have your first half of the cycle, that is dominated by estrogen. Estrogen is basically responsible for building up the lining of your uterus. And then mid-cycle, we have ovulation. This is when we release an egg, and we're ready for fertilization. The egg kind of hangs around for a little bit of time, about 24, possibly 48 hours. And then if there's no fertilization, the second half of the cycle is basically waiting for that fertilization. It is dominated by progesterone. Progesterone is that progest hormone, giving us those optimal conditions to have a baby, to conceive. And then when we aren't pregnant at the end of that second half, we have this withdrawal and we bleed. And so the lining of the uterus sheds, and that's our period. And so a heavy period is defined as over 80 mils of blood lost during an entire cycle. To put that in perspective, a small tampon is 5 mils about, and a large super tampon is about 15 mils. So to kind of see how much you're losing, you can go by that, seeing how many times you change your tampon. If you're using a Diva cup or any sort of menstrual cup, you can actually look at the mils because they have it on the side, so you can see how much blood you're losing. Some people will think they have a heavy, what's considered a heavy period, but they lose it all in one day and it's about 15 mils. And then the rest of the cycle, it's kind of a lot less than that. And it really ends up being maybe 30, 40 mils over the entire cycle, which isn't defined as a heavy period. And so if you have any spotting or breakthrough bleeding, that is not normal. That can indicate you have a hormonal imbalance. If you have extra pain, if you have mid-cycle symptoms, breast tenderness, acne, irritability, or mood swings, you get into a depression, you feel any other kind of heightened symptoms throughout that, that is something that requires looking into. You'll notice in my chat with Stevie, we are talking a lot about panties for discharge and now making sure that you are having any discharge that you feel is abnormal evaluated is really, really important. So anything that has a particular odor or a particular color, it is really good to evaluate with your healthcare provider to make sure everything is healthy and normal. I have a really exciting offer for everyone listening. It is valid for the next 2 weeks. So we do have a listener code for you to receive a special discount on all Apeel products for the next 2 weeks. So you're going to want to listen so that you make sure you have that code. And if you have any questions, like always, you can email laura@laurapiefer.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so I can keep delivering you lots of fun content. You can head to my Instagram at Dr. Laura ND. Follow me, send me a message if you want to hear anything specific, but I'm just going to attach this segment and we will head right into the interview. Enjoy, guys. Hello, and welcome to this special segment of the Well Women podcast. I'm actually really excited for today's segment because I have a special guest with me. Hi, Stevie.
Hi, Dr. Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. I'm really excited. So I'm just going to kind of give an overview and then you can dive in a little bit deeper. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
So Stevie is here from Appeal. And did I pronounce that correctly?
You sure did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so basically they're a company that creates performance underwear, and this can replace your everyday panty liner and it can be used for a variety of different things. Today in this podcast, we are inserting this segment into our heavy period podcast. So that's kind of what we're going to be focusing on beyond this segment. However, I want to learn a little bit about, tell me about the company, tell me about its inception and kind of where it started.
Sure. Thank you. So two women out of Boston, Natalie and Tamoyo, they are the ones who've put this together. They really had a heart for just women within their own social circle that were struggling with heavy periods, untimely periods. And so they thought, you know what, we certainly need to make a product that's going to help with this. Now, in their circle, a lot of their female friends run the Boston Marathon as well. And what started as being a really well-received performance panty with those folks, it launched so quickly between all of their friends that they decided, you know what, we need to expand this. They had just made something to help out with the runners and a little bit of the incontinence that happens when running, maybe a little bit of untimely spotting, which can happen with athletes, especially when you're putting your body to the test, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so hormones are changing, things are happening. And so they ended up making, you know, some mock products, giving them out to their girlfriends. And then it was just such a hit at the Boston Marathon and the expos and things that what they decided to do was to launch an even bigger opportunity for folks that are of all sizes, all shapes, all, you know, wonderful curves, different flows. And now we have all these different lines that are coming out. So inception was 2012. We've visited the past three Boston Marathons with really great success. It's coming up again next weekend. In fact, we'll be there. And then now we have a bigger line. And so now we're able to come out with other options to include thong and high waist. And we have a hot pant. So there's all these different, there's so much feedback that we've received and we just keep taking that in.
That's awesome. And so I received a pair of the panties. And so mm-hmm. the ones that I got, they're very comfortable.
Oh my gosh. Isn't the fabric, it's luxurious.
Yeah, it's so nice. And I was actually, so I have some questions that our listeners probably have
when it
comes to the logistics, but I just want to talk about the fabric felt really good. It was really comfortable and they were really nice to wear. What's the material of the ones I specifically got? I don't know if the other ones are different, but.
Yes. So traditional cut is what you have. That's what we first came out with. It's made with a performance nylon. There's also Lycra and polyester. And there's like a unique combination that we've used, which allows for the power mesh layer. And that's what's closest to the skin. So that's what kind of keeps everything in place. But it's also that absorbent layer that assists with those first, that onset of, oh my goodness, I'm starting. So what's really wonderful is even though it's collecting that, it's pulling it away from your skin, but then the fabric itself on the outside, it's still super lush and it doesn't stain. It doesn't get, you're not going to have like that wet feeling, which nobody wants that. You want to stay dry. So it's very interesting. The inside is a unique mixture of polyester and Lycra. And then that outside is that performance nylon.
Yeah, and so from a personal standpoint, I mean, long time, and a lot of listeners who have heard me speak about this, I have had period problems kind of my entire life, and so heavy periods, bleeding through tampons, having to use like extra, like I'll put in a tampon, but I'll be somewhere, and I can't change it in an hour, so I need to put something under. And then if you forget that thing, then there's the days where you're spotting still and you're like, do I need a tampon? Sometimes when you go to the washroom and you wipe, it's like bright red and you're like, okay, maybe I need a tampon. You put in a tampon, 2 hours later, you take it out and it's painful because there's nothing on it.
There's friction, right? And then we make ourselves susceptible to toxic shock syndrome. We certainly don't
Yep.
want that. So it's kind of like a man, and it's the same too if you have extra flow and you're kind of overly doing it. You can't change your tampon. Well, I don't want to have to wear both a tampon and a panty liner.
Oh.
Now I've got so much cotton going on downstairs. It's too much, you know? So, and panty liners anyway, me personally, I just, they never stay put. That's just, I don't know if it's the way I'm made or what, but they don't stay put. They're kind of all over the map. And so what's wonderful with our traditional cut is that you've got a built-in, with all of them, you'll have a built-in panty liner. But that was the intention behind this traditional cut, was originally as it's extra protection. It's an extra layer. And it's any time that you would otherwise wear a panty liner, you just wear these panties. And so very quickly, these became our everyday panty, because a lot of women too, we have discharge, we're ovulating, you know, we've got so
Yep.
much going on. And it's like, my goodness, every day of the week we could wear one of these for different reasons. So we just opted for this being now the everyday panty, the anytime 365. And that's kind of what it's where it got its name from, is the feedback we got that most women would say, well, I don't even wear it just during my period. What I'll do is I'll also wear it because of discharge, when I'm ovulating, you name it. So there you go.
Yeah, and when we talk about discharge, obviously there is healthy and unhealthy discharge. So it's obviously important to differentiate that. However, normal discharge, like I have a lot of patients, well, everybody has discharge, and I have a lot of patients who are like, oh, and then my underwear is like crusty at the end of the day because it's in whatever your underwear is made of, it's drying, it's crusting, it's whatever. And then not to mention that ovulation, that mucousy discharge, it can sometimes be a lot in a lot of women. And then on top of that, early pregnancy, women have increased discharge. So again, there's a lot, and nobody wants that feeling, like you mentioned, of wet. Like that's the grossest feeling that you can feel, is that wetness in your underwear that you think, oh, did I get my period? But you didn't. It's just your regular discharge. You're just moisture. There's just moisture down there.
And we all love cotton, right? Everyone loves cotton. It's breathability. And our panties are breathable as well. However, cotton tends to, once it's wet, it stays wet. And so that's something we kind of want to be mindful of when we are, just as from a comfort standpoint, when we're wearing cotton and we're getting any sort of secretions on it, it's going to stay wet. So then, you know, I think we've all had that moment where we go to pull our panties back on and it's just kind of cold against the skin.
Yes.
And we want to avoid that. So fortunately, our panties help with that. Another thing I wanted to add is I personally use these postpartum. When I was in I used them throughout the whole pregnancy. My third trimester, there was a lot going on downstairs, lots of hormones. Of course, you're waiting for the mucus plug, you know, but there's just so many different things going on as you're preparing for labor and delivery. And then postpartum, naturally, the first day or two, I had the panties that they provide at the hospital, because you know you're doing a lot of
Yep.
hemorrhaging. But fortunately, we're rolling out later this year with a postpartum option as well. And so it's what I loved about these panties was, once I was in day three and day four, and I was back home and I'm nursing, you know, things are contracting. I'm still losing a lot of that extra, you know, just contents that were
Yep.
inside. And what was great was these panties, they were so soft against I ended up having a cesarean. And so it was real soft up against the scar. And that's kind of things what we're looking for. We're looking for comfort, you know, and we still want to feel feminine. We want a nice design. We want to feel like, you know, maybe I don't look as well as I feel, but you know, let me dress accordingly. Let me help me feel a little bit more feminine, a little bit more proud of everything that I've got going on.
Absolutely. And I think especially like a lot of women can attest to this. We have our period underwear where if we're wearing a tampon or a pad or whatever, and we leak through, we don't care about throwing those ones out. So a lot of times we're wearing ugly underwear
We have a whole
during.
jar. Yep. And almost always, right? They're almost always black because it's like, well, just spare me the stains. What's really wonderful about the Apeel brand is there are some really cute designs. And because of that, I think some women don't mind that these are their stain underwear because everywhere else, the panty is not only comfortable, but it's just a really cute design. One thing that's important as well, though, and you had mentioned just to go back to the discharge and everyday discharge. What's great about you taking care of your clients and kind of letting them know to monitor certain things is when you have a built-in panty liner, you can monitor how often your discharge is, what it looks like. Because oftentimes we might just wipe and not even think twice about it, right? We're not paying attention to what's going on. We're not mindful, but our body's trying to tell us something. So what's wonderful about this built-in panty liner is you also kind of get an idea of what's going on downstairs. You're able to kind of get a visual each time you use the restroom.
Absolutely. And so, okay, so we've kind of gone over the one that I got. I just wanted to point out that when I got that, the girls in the office were looking at them as well because they were super interested. And so when you look at the I'm going to say for lack of a better term, no, the crotch area of the
Gusset in this industry.
okay, so that area of the underwear, I noticed, so there is the two layers, and they're separate, and there's a space in between. So one of the girls was like, wait, do I put my panty liner in there? I said no. So explain to me what that the function of those two layers, why they're separate, why are they so thin?
Yes. So if that mesh on top was connected, you would stay wet. It would almost be like duplicating that cotton, right? Now, the mesh, what's nice about it is because it's separate, it gives this opportunity for it to separate and almost like filter through. The mesh itself is so finely cut and so finely ingrained that it's actually going to it's collecting everything, but it's also pulling it in a unique way. It pulls it away and then down into the area that's going to keep it from staining, this leak-free area. So I don't know if that makes so much sense. Obviously, once your listeners have it in their hands, they'll be able to see and feel. But one of the things that we noticed in research and development is that by separating these two layers, we gave it almost a filter. Right? Like it had to go from one layer to the next layer, as opposed to them just being together. And together, that would wind up just keeping you wet. It wouldn't really move into a second funnel, if you will.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so now tell me, before I get into specific questions, tell me a bit about the different styles and what they're for, and maybe ones that you have coming out and that sort of thing.
Of course. So we obviously have original cut. That's what you have at your office. That's what your listeners are welcome to get. We have rolling out, and this is based on the feedback that we've received from, athletes and other folks. A lot of athletes want thong. So we have thong coming out. I think we're going to debut it next weekend at the Boston Marathon.
Awesome.
They have like an expo that weekend before. So that's always a really great place to kind of get what you need before you go on the run. So thong is really popular, and not just with marathoners, but of course, the everyday woman. People are wearing really wonderful form-fitting outfits to work. And so they're going to want something that's nice, that looks, seamless. And these panties do have a seamless design, but some women just prefer thong. So we have thong coming out in April. We also have a high cut brief. Some women, their torsos, and this is all trial and error, right? You get feedback and people say, oh my gosh, I love the fabric. I think my torso is a little bit longer than the average woman. And so we're finding that some ethnicities benefit more so from the high cut. So like Asian Americans, taller African American, Caucasian women, if you know that you're taller or maybe have a little bit more leg than some of your friends typically, then high cut brief is going really well with those women. They really appreciate that that comes up a little higher on the hip bone. So that we have is available. We also have hot pant coming out. So that's more so for think like Bikram yoga, like hot yoga. So and it's so funny because all these different ideas have come from market research. It's come from feedback, you know, people just saying, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. Can you make them like this? And so we're literally just recreating the same protection, the same functionality, but across the board with different designs. In later this year, we're looking at heavy incontinence, to include heavy hemorrhaging. So there is going to be a little bit of a change in the fabric, just because when we are talking about additional excess, we do have to make it so that the fabric is going to be able to uphold that in a way that keeps you obviously protected, but from embarrassment, not only stains, you know? So yep. We want to make sure that we have enough there. And so we do have a heavy incontinence line that we're currently doing some research and development. We're doing some back and forth feedback to make sure that our beta users absolutely love it before it hits the market. And so we're anticipating that later this year, maybe August. So that's going to be really exciting, because one of the main things that we've heard as well, and this was really surprising, Dr. Laura, but a lot of women, no matter the age, they have slight incontinence as well, whether it's post-baby, whether it's post-hysterectomy. Some women, if they've been incredibly challenged, they challenge their bodies with athletic forms, you know, different sports and things, they can have slight incontinence. And it's just that pelvic health, as you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's natural remedies we can do. We can do Kegels and things of that nature. But it's just across the board. It affects a lot of women. And so we definitely wanted to assist in that arena as well. And so for that reason, the heavy absorbency, that's going to take care of both incontinence as well as heavy day hemorrhaging.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I actually really like, I like all the different styles, but the postpartum one coming out is interesting, because a lot of women coming out of just having a baby, again, they don't feel great. Like, they're in this big diaper. They have this big pad.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I know. They don't even give you a pad. In fact, yeah, I received like literally one of those big sheets. It looked like a changing pad. It was just this big blue sheet that I would unfold and then just tuck in. And then I'd put my gauze panties around it. So, and I understand you don't want too much pressure on certain sites. You know, you've got so much going on from postpartum, but at the same time, these Appeal panties, it's the fabric that makes it so that it's not going to be too uncomfortable, that the compression is just the right amount to keep everything in without actually hurting or, you know, intruding on anything that's been sensitive. So postpartum is a beast in and of itself. And you're right, you do want to look good for those perfect Instagram photos.
and also, I noticed on your website, you have a blog. So
we do. Yes.
Tell me a bit about that stuff that's covered in the blog. It looks like there's a lot of women's health, really helpful information.
Yes. So, and this too is in part to our feedback from our customers. It's amazing. They'll tell us the reasons that they use them. So there's everything from pelvic inflammatory disease to orgasms, how they're not just great for your pelvic health, but also pleasure, of course. There's what you need to know about your ovaries. We talk a lot about discharge and irritable bowel syndrome. You had mentioned earlier that there's obviously your regular discharge. And then, of course, there's stuff to be a little bit more mindful of, maybe when it's time to talk to your healthcare provider. Mm-hmm. We go over that, you know, the different colors of discharge, and how it is that Appeal panties can support you overall as a woman when you're just really trying to monitor a sense of what your body's telling you. So, you know, on the blog, and we're always open to more ideas as well, but on the blog, you'll find everything from irregular bleeding to spotting, natural remedies. We're big on natural remedies, just as you are, Dr. Laura. Mm-hmm. So we share all sorts of different feedback and insights that we receive from professionals like yourself surrounding herbals, other options for just even pelvic exercises, things that you can do as a woman to maintain your area.
I love that. And also, I find that it's really important, because if women are heading to your website and they're saying, I want to look into these panties, a lot of women are really embarrassed to ask some of these questions. So
sure.
To have this information, they can just go to your blog and say, oh, okay, there's one on something that I was embarrassed to ask even my naturopath or whatever else. A lot of people will tell me this information, but a lot of people don't tell their regular family doctor, depending on their relationship with them. So it is good that you have, for example, the one about discharge. So if someone reads that, they're like, ooh, red flag, maybe I should go to the doctor, as
Absolutely.
opposed to being too embarrassed. So it's good to have also that additional information so that people can look at a resource that isn't Dr. Google, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, all of our feedback that we're receiving and all the guidance that we get from professionals is what we put into the blog. So, it's not only experiential, but it's also scientifically backed. This is professionally based information. So it's really wonderful. I think my favorite part, though, is that most of it is user generated. We will find out the reasons that people are wearing and buying the Appeal panties, and then they'll tell us, which gives us an idea of, wow, this is a market that we were able to support. So then we'll do maybe like a week of campaigning for that in particular. For instance, endometriosis, that's a very big issue that
Yep.
happens with women. And there's all sorts of conditions that they're dealing with. And so once you receive feedback that it helps with some of the irregular spotting and untimeliness, we said, you know what, let's do a couple of blogs around that. Let's get this feedback from these women and let's find out how we can continue to support them. And we're educating ourselves across the board. One thing we did was we extended the panty liner to move forward more and back more, because as we know, there's kind of that canal a little bit in the front, if you will. And
Yep.
so oftentimes when you're hemorrhaging, it's gonna seep up and
Yep.
forward a little
Yep.
bit more. The same thing with the backside. Some women, they're dealing with not just untimely periods, but they're also dealing with maybe incontinence that's fecal. And these things happen. Pelvic health is pelvic health. All these organs are working together. And sometimes when they're not working together. And
Yep.
so we have found that these panties have helped with a number of different issues outside of just the regular menzies.
Yeah, and it's a lot about with respect to like fecal incontinence, while you're seeking kind of other treatments from like your pelvic floor physio or whatever else, it's good
Correct.
to have something that'll reduce the embarrassment of these
Absolutely.
accidents.
Yes. And again, you're able to kind of monitor volume-wise how much you're losing, what it's looking like, because oftentimes we're just going to use the restroom. We probably wipe. We're not even thinking twice. But when we're seeing actually what's happening with our body, again, it's an intuitive way of our body telling us, like, hey, this is how things are operating. So it's easier to report to your healthcare professional as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's get into some of the logistic questions.
Sure.
So first of all, they sound wonderful to use, and then I'm thinking, okay, practically, how do you wash them? How do you store them between washes? What does that look like?
So you can wash them with your regular underwear, your regular laundry.
Okay.
Typically, putting them in a lingerie bag, those mesh bags with the zipper.
Yep.
I always do that anyway, just because I don't want my underwear flying all over the place. I kind of like them together in a mesh bag. But you can do them with your normal laundry. We recommend a low tumble heat, just because it helps maintain that lush feeling of the fabric. High heat, the composition, it would tend to weaken it. So, we recommend against the high heat, but just something low is fine. Another option you have is when you are out and about, and I've actually had to do this at expos myself when I was on my cycle, is you can have like a mesh bag that you just kind of keep on your person, or a Ziploc bag, what have you. But what you do is you can literally pull these off and you can, rinse them really quickly, whatever you need to do in a sink or whatnot. And if you're in a location where you can hang them dry, you can do that. Let's say it's, like an office locker room. Lots of offices have,
Yeah.
restrooms where you're able to just kind of have your own area, a locker area. You can hang them to dry. They should be dry within 20 minutes, ready to wear again. Or you can place them in a bag, of course, to wash later that day and just swap them out with another pair. Now, ideally, you would only have to do that if you had gone above a normal tampon's worth for this original cut. So you figure right now, if you go to the website and you purchase the original cut, these are great for everyday discharge. You can wear these like you would your normal underwear all day long. You can wear them also for that moment that you're awaiting to start your cycle. And then all of a sudden, oh, there it is. You know, you have that first gush, if you will, into the gusset. So this is going to absorb that, pull it away from your skin, keeping you feeling dry, which is wonderful. And it also gives you that moment that you have that time to run to the restroom and to get whatever additional means it is that you choose to use, be it a pad or a tampon, a menstrual cup, etc.
Okay, so you wouldn't use them for your entire cycle without tampons or pads, correct?
The original cut, correct. Now, when we come out with the heavy absorbency, then of course that's going to be intended, and that's being tested right now to ensure that it is supporting women for a good solid 5 to 7 days. You know,
okay.
Obviously not the same pair. You would want to change those out as often as you would a product, but ideally we want them to replace the product in and of themselves.
Okay, because that was my main question, is I was wondering, how much does it hold? Do you know mils? Because I know like a super tampon can hold, I think it's up to 15 mils.
15 milliliters, yes. So that would be the same for these panties. It should hold up to one tampon's worth. So 15 milliliters. And you know, what's amazing is I think a lot of women, I've learned even, that we don't lose near as much as we think we do. What's nice is oftentimes we'll change our tampon before we've actually used the max capacity of a tampon. So you might find that these panties will get you through a couple of flows, if you will, a couple of waves of your cycle, a few hours, you know, and then you're able to change them. So it really just depends on your flow, but tampon. Oh, go ahead.
How much does the ones you have out right now, how do you know how many mils roughly they'll carry?
Yes, 15 milliliters. So one tampon.
The ones I got. Yes, I thought you were talking about the heavy flow.
No, the original cut. Yep. So those should be able to absorb up to one tampon's worth or 15 milliliters. And that's what we have available now. What we're looking to expand into is 30 to 45 milliliters, because you figure those of us with heavy cycles, it kind of just comes when it comes. And it's almost like maybe you don't have a full 5 days. I know for me personally, I have a heavy 1 and 2, and then day 3, it's like, well, where'd you go? And then day 4, it's back at it again. It's like, here we are with a vengeance. So for that reason, I don't know that I have like a consistent cycle where I can just kind of guess, oh, I'll probably be, you know, one tampon's worth. But much like you had mentioned before, I'm an overproducer, if you will. I'll have a tampon in and it's almost like my body's saying, oh, it's time. And then it all just lets go. So I think what we're hoping for with the panty that we're doing right now with beta testers is that no matter the consistency, that it's able to absorb at a max capacity, whether it's over a long period of time that the women are filling it, or it's in one of those moments of, oh my goodness, here we go, and just a large wave that would exceed a normal tampon.
Okay, because that's actually a lot more than I expected the regular one right now. Because that's a lot. For those who don't know, who are listening, a light tampon or like a regular tampon usually holds about 5 mils. And then you're going up to a super that holds about 15. So the fact that their supers that they're looking into creating or is coming out soon is going to hold about 30 to 40. That's for people who use a Diva cup, the Diva cup's usually 30. So to put that into perspective, that's a lot. Some people can go their entire day and not dump their Diva cup.
Correct. And ideally, while we have no issues with Diva cups, we love Menzies cups as well. We love all things Menzies, right? It's a wonderful thing we're celebrating. We do want to get in the habit of changing products regularly. And oftentimes we can become forgetful because products are so comfortable, right? So, you know, while we do agree that women can certainly use that, there are some women who prefer to not have anything inserted, to not have anything rubbing up against. And so that's our motivation behind the heavier absorbency. Now, also, I think one of the reasons we have focused so much on a heavier absorbency is also because of, again, that incontinence. So rather than making a separate line for incontinence users, you know, let's just make it across the board. No matter what you're dealing with as a woman, this heavier absorbency that we're coming out with, we've got you covered, whether it's postpartum, whether it's a regular heavy cycle, whether it's incontinence, let's let you know that you're covered you know, by 30 milliliters, 45 milliliters, you know? And what's great for that too, is you can use it overnight. So that's kind of the goal, is that we're going to promise more. We want to give more than what you'd expect.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And the overnight thing is really key, because for anyone who uses tampons anyways, I never tell them to wear them overnight, because that is increasing your risk significantly for toxic Correct. Shock syndrome, and something you do not want to do. But going back, I like menstrual cups as well. A lot of my patients love them, swear by them, everything else. I have a lot of colleagues that do. However, I have a personal horror story with menstrual cups. Long story short, I had one. First of all, I couldn't get it to seal. So I was like bleeding through it, past it, whatever. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I actually got it stuck. Long story short, had to got it taken out with forceps at a walk-in clinic by a man who didn't know what a Diva cup was.
Oh my gosh. So he's just assuming that you've put some sort of foreign object.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, this woman is out of control. So I have, and because of that, I was a little bit traumatized. I think that with the Diva cup or menstrual cup or whatever other brand you're using, I'm sorry, that's the only brand I know. I don't want to drop other brands, but, if you're using a menstrual cup, I think it has a lot to do with where your uterus sits and like the angle of your cervix. And so I think there's a lot of things involved. And I think a lot of women, again, like you said, don't want to insert things. I have patients who just want to use pads, and pads, honestly, they smell really quickly.
Correct. And
they
that friction
feel gross.
They can really cause a lot of sensitivity and irritability as they're, you know, just up against the skin, and which does make us more susceptible to an infection.
Yep.
You know, so we have to be mindful of not chafing.
Yep. So I think that's a great option for people who are looking for something else. And especially postpartum, again, a lot of women, well, you obviously can't insert anything for a period of time. But after that, a lot of women don't want to. And so some women actually get their period back, unfortunately, very quick, even when they're breastfeeding.
Yep.
So just being able to have that option is really, really great. And again, I think for a lot of women who have breakthrough bleeding or spotting during their cycle, this can really kind of be a very helpful thing. Again, not knowing whether you need to wear a panty liner or a tampon, or do you bring something? It's like you just wear your underwear and you're good.
Yes. You know, it's funny too, because again, the feedback, one of the greatest places that we are able to donate to, and where we've had a lot of feedback, is school nurses have requested this for their fourth and fifth grade student body, because young women, they're starting, but they're not sure when. They've got so much going on. And the last thing that they need is to have their untimely period, whether they haven't started it yet and they're just about to, or they're still in the first few months of having a cycle, and so it's not regulated yet. And, you know, bless their hearts, they're trying to focus on their studies and fourth and fifth grade mentality. They're still very young. They're very immature in some areas, you know? And so that could be one of those devastating moments that they never forget, you know, being joked on or mortified. And we don't want them to feel shame. We want them to celebrate that this is, you know, they're venturing into young womanhood. So we have found that this is really great for that audience as well, is for also mothers and fathers of young ladies that are soon to start.
Yeah. And I'm sure we all have some sort of horror story, whether it's ourselves or someone we know, about being in like grade 7, grade 6.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And having someone who got their period through their pants. Because it happens, right? You get your period.
You're texting even to this day, doctor. Yeah. I will like be walking down at the mall with a friend and I'll say, hey girl, can you check the backside real quick? Am I leaking? You know, it happens, you know? Yeah. And I think that's what's great too, is because these being everyday underwear, it's not like, oh my gosh, I'm wearing a pad, even though I have no idea what's going to happen today. These feel and look like everyday panties. They're just luxurious, amazing panties. So you want to wear them, and everything else that's happening, everything else they're supporting you with, becomes a secondary thought. It's not that it's the primary, like I got to wear these because I got to be mindful of what's going on. All of that, it kind of gives you peace of mind, and you just wear them because they're incredible feeling.
Yeah. And you mentioned students, and I find a lot of my a lot of my patient base is teachers, and I find teachers only get certain breaks throughout the day and they can't choose them. So
correct. Yes. Yes. You know, it's funny. They joke. I see even on like Facebook news feeds, you know, you'll see comical things of your peers or teachers or whatnot. And they'll have like something comical that says, I've got 5 minutes. Do I eat my lunch or do I use the restroom?
Yeah.
So yeah. It's like, well, fortunately, if there is a little bit of an incident on your way to either, you know, we've got you covered.
Absolutely. And the last thing I wanted to touch on, and I don't know if you've seen this or you have any knowledge of it, but there's a documentary on Netflix, and I don't know, we have different Netflix access, so I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called Period, End of Sentence. Have you seen it?
We have not. That would be okay. Interesting. Let me, I'm even going to pull it up. Let's see if it's here in the States.
Yeah. So basically it's like a really short documentary. I think it's like 25 minutes. It's basically going over, and these are a lot of things I didn't know, but in a lot of countries where there's not a lot of money, there's not a lot of access, there's not a lot of education to female menstrual products, a lot of these women, these younger women, actually miss days and days of school because they bleed, they're using whatever cloth they have or whatever t-shirt they have or whatever else to help with their period. They're not educated. They're reusing what could be like dirty cloths.
Low-cost sanitary pads. That's right.
Yeah. And so basically it's about how women are actually not losing a lot of education because they're having to leave school. There was a woman who, it's in a different language, but there's subtitles. And so she was talking about how she actually ended up dropping out of school because she got her period and she missed X, Y, Z days. And then she kind of kept missing days and it became too hard to keep up. And so she had to drop out of school. And so a lot of these women are losing education because of their period. So I think that products like this are the future in terms of even those types of populations. So I think that's really, really great.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, I know that we certainly have given to different organizations across the globe, but this would certainly be an area. I think it's in rural India. So I have
yes.
pulled it up. We
yes.
do have it here. So it's certainly worth us doing like a little lunch and learn here at the office and watching. So it's
absolutely.
In rural India. And you're right. That stigma is there. Oh my goodness. To just be involved in any way would be incredible. And I have seen, you know, there are other women as well that are creating disposable options, even options for the homeless here in
yep.
the States, there in
yep.
Canada, anywhere, you know, across the globe. So what a wonderful time we are in where women can come together. We can talk about these things openly. There's no shame. We can support one another. And honestly, it's very humbling to see that, you know, here we are, we're afraid maybe sometimes of talking about our period, but it's really eye-opening to see that other women, there's an entire stigma behind it, that they literally are missing out on education, you know? So maybe we can kind of flip the script a little bit and see how blessed we are to even be able to openly talk about it without shaming. You know, we certainly
Absolutely.
Shouldn't be shaming here. And then maybe we can empower ourselves knowing that there's other women out there who we can fight for and create something for to support.
Yeah. So I think that's great. I just wanted to bring it to your attention because I thought it was so up your alley.
Yeah.
And
oh my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah. So anyways, is there anything else you wanted to add about the products that we didn't touch on or anything else?
Just keep an eye out on appeal.com, and we're so open to feedback. Truly, truly. I think that that's one of the most important things. I know that sometimes it can be difficult to talk about things, but we've had very, very transparent feedback, and we wouldn't have the products that we have if it weren't for that candid response. You know, women will tell us, you know, we need to have the gusset come up forward. So we moved it forward. We had women that told us about, you know, not just urinary incontinence, but fecal incontinence, you know, and this is because of just pelvic health issues. So we listen to that. We take feedback. So if there's a design that's coming out or there's one that you're interested in, we would love, love, love feedback. It's all about the consumer. It really is. You know, this is about, well, what do we want as women and how can we support you? So I would say visit the website, visit the blogs. If there's content that you think would be of value, we are so open to it.
Good. And do you have a special offer for our listeners?
We do. So obviously in support of the Well Women podcast, if they use the code Well Women, and that, so that's plural, Well Women, they
Yep.
will get 20% off their total order. So
Excellent.
yeah, so if you want to, right now we have buy three for $40. It's such a deal. Because normally they're 15 each, but we're trying to make it so that, of course, they maintain that incredible functionality, the wonderful feeling of the fabric, but also on top of that, that they're cost effective. We want everyone to be able to have these. And ideally, you kind of want to have a three pack or so. Me
Yep.
personally, it's like, let me just have a few. That way, I know that I can just wear them every single day. I can rotate them out and I'm always covered.
So today we are April 5th. I'll be publishing this podcast on Sunday evening. So the 7th, listeners will probably listen on the 7th or 8th. Is there an expiry for this code?
Tomoyo just said, whatever you decide. So if you want to do it for a week, if you want to do it for 2 weeks, that's
I think
totally
it's
fine.
up to you. It's up to you. We can open it to our listeners and give them whatever you think.
Let's do it for 2 weeks.
Perfect. So, anybody who's interested, I will put that information in the description of this podcast. So, you'll be able to head to the website, get more information, ask any questions you need, and use this great deal for 20% off. That's amazing. Thank you so much for offering that. That is so great.
Thank you, Dr. Laura.
No problem. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you
You
so
as
much,
well. I'm
Sweetie.
so grateful that you're in the industry that you're in and that women have someone that they can talk to so openly about these feminine pelvic health issues.
Absolutely. And companies like yourself that are there kind of helping develop these products and this knowledge and this education base for these women as well. Thank you so much. And for everybody listening, again, I will put all the information in the description. This has been the Well Women Podcast, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.